بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Our Lord is the most subtle, all-aware, all-knowing, all-powerful. He created creation, so He knows them best and what is best for their life and their afterlife. Allah Almighty says, "Does He who created not know, while He is the subtle, the all-aware? With His justice and wisdom, glory be to Him, He determines their provision, granting sustenance to whomever He wills and withholding from whomever He wills what He wills." Allah Almighty says, "Indeed, your Lord extends provision whom He wills and restricts it. Indeed, He is ever concerning His servants, all aware, all seeing." Those with faith and understanding realize that differences in worldly provisions are Allah's will. Allah Almighty says, "It is we who have apportioned among them their livelihood in the life of this world and have raised some of them above others in degree. However, those of weak iman and lack of understanding gaze longingly at those who have been favored over them in some aspects of livelihood. They look at those who have been given more than them of this worldly life with admiration. A car better than their car. A home better than their home. Health better than their health. A position higher than their position. A job better than their job. A spouse more beautiful than their spouse. Children smarter than their children. And so on with different types of blessings. However, Allah Almighty says, and do not extend your eyes towards that by which we have given enjoyment to some categories of them. It is being but the splendor of worldly life by which we test them, and the provision of your Lord is better and more enduring. That is, do not extend your gaze admiringly, nor repeatedly, at worldly pleasures and luxuries, and at those enjoying them, such as delicious foods, luxurious clothes, fancy cars, and beautiful homes, enjoyed by those deceived by this worldly life, and admired by those turning away from the hereafter. They will ultimately destroy those blindly pursuing them at the expense of their afterlife, causing deep regret when regret will no longer be of use. Do not extend your gaze towards those having more of this worldly life, as it hardens the heart, brings sorrow to the soul, and burdens life. It distracts the heart from striving for the hereafter and hinders from seeking success in the afterlife. Do not extend your gaze towards those having more of this worldly life, as Allah has made these pleasures a test to distinguish those who are deceived by them from those who perform righteous deeds. Allah Almighty said, "Indeed, we have made that which is on the earth a dormant for it, that we may test them as to which of them is best indeed. And indeed, we will make that which is upon it a barren land." Do not extend your gaze towards the fleeting pleasures of the worldly life, for their glitter will rapidly disappear. The provision from your Lord, both the present provision of knowledge, iman, and righteous deeds, and the future provision of eternal bliss and peace in the precedence of the merciful Lord, is better and more lasting than these transient pleasures. Allah Almighty says, "But you prefer the worldly life while the hereafter is better and more enduring." Do not extend your gaze towards the worldly pleasures, as not every pleasure that the eye seeks will bring joy to the heart and delight to the soul. How many pleasures are delightful to the eye, but leave the heart broken and the mind enslaved? The most troubled of people are those who let their gaze wander freely at those having more than them. Frequently looking at those who have been favored in some aspects of worldly provision and blessings has negative effects and harmful consequences. Among these is that becoming oblivious to the blessings of Allah, underestimating and undervaluing them, and not being grateful for them, even though the blessings of Allah are immense and impossible to enumerate. Shaitan may even deceive a person into thinking they are deprived, wronged, or more deserving than others. This attitude puts them at risk of incurring Allah's displeasure and punishment. Allah the Almighty says, "And remember when your Lord proclaimed, 'If you are grateful, I will surely increase you in favor. But if you deny, indeed my punishment is severe.'" Allah also says, and Allah presents an example, a city which was safe and secure, its provision coming to it in abundance from every location. But it denied the favors of Allah, so Allah made it taste the envelopment of hunger and fear for what they had been doing. One of the dangerous consequences of this is falling into envy, which is wishing for the removal of blessings from others. Imam Abu Samarqandi said that there is nothing more harmful than envy. The envious person suffers 5 punishments before their envy reaches the one that they envy: constant grief, an affliction for that which they receive no reward, blame from others, the displeasure of Allah, and the door of success becomes closed to them. Some wise people said that I have not seen a wrongdoer more closely resembling the wronged than the envious person. Another dangerous consequence is doubting Allah's justice and wisdom, becoming discontented and displeased with what Allah has decreed and apportioned. By doing so, they bring misery and anguish upon themselves. Ibn al-Qayyim, may Allah have mercy on him, said that rarely does a discontented person escape from doubt that infiltrates and penetrates the heart, even if they do not feel it. If they thoroughly search within themselves, they would find that their certainty of faith weakened and corrupted. For contentment and certainty are companions, while doubt and discontentment are close associates. He also said that contentment opens the door of security for the believer, making their heart pure and free from deception, malice, and envy. Only those who come to Allah with a sound heart will be saved from His punishment. Doubting Allah's justice and wisdom, and being discontented and displeased with His decree, renders faith and righteous deeds of no benefit, for it is a form of major disbelief, and we seek refuge with Allah from that. Was it not this that caused the downfall of Iblis? He said, "I am better than him. You created me from fire and created him from clay." Allah Almighty said, "Descend from it, for it is not for you to be arrogant therein. So get out. Indeed, you are of the debased." Whoever wants to protect themselves should avoid looking with admiration and longing at what others possess, and instead appreciate and recognize the blessings that they already have. When one does this, they will feel contentment and happiness and will enjoy the most blessed and tranquil life. As mentioned in a sound hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever among you wakes secure in their home, healthy in their body, and has their food for the day, it is as if the world has been gathered for them." Everything has a reality, and no servant will attain the reality of faith until they know that what has befallen them was never meant to miss them, and what has missed them was never meant to befall them. True happiness in this world lies in contentment and satisfaction. No one attains success unless they have contentment in life. Abdullah bin Amr narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Successful is the one who accepts Islam and is provided with what suffices him, and Allah makes him content with what He has given him." Also, one should look at those who are in a worse situation and condition than them in terms of wealth and health, and those who are enduring greater trials and difficulties. By doing so, they will recognize the magnitude of Allah's blessings upon them, be more content with their provision, and find greater peace and well-being. In Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Look at those who are beneath you and do not look at those who are above you, for it is more likely that you will not belittle the blessings of Allah." And in another narration, "If one of you looks at someone who has been favored over him in wealth and appearance, he should look at those beneath him." During these times, There are many who exaggerate, embellish, and flaunt and brag about what they have been given of worldly blessings for others to admire and follow them. So do not be fooled, and lower your gaze, and do not follow the lives of those who surpass you in some aspects of worldly matters. Instead, look at those who are less fortunate. Look at those who are in fear and need, at those who are displaced and wronged, at those who are in hardship and illness. Look at those who have lost blessings that you still enjoy. No matter what difficulty or affliction befalls you, there are those in greater hardship. Remembering this will remind you to not belittle the blessings of Allah upon you and to be grateful and appreciative for what you have been given. We ask Allah Almighty to make us grateful for what we have and fill our lives with iman and contentment. Indeed, Allah is all-hearing, answering. هذا والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله.